Hello. I come to you today not with a recommendation from SDTA about what your decision should be. We have many members who are nervous about the specter of maskless classes and the potential impact that that could have on individual and community health. We have probably equally as many members who are eagerly anticipating the opportunity to engage with students without masks as a barrier. We have a third group, like me, who are in the middle of that Venn diagram. We want to thank the district for providing information about vaccination levels to help staff and students make informed decisions about masking and for maintaining robust testing opportunities on campus for students and staff. We want to point out that while the numbers have gone down from the Omicron peak, if you look at those numbers in the presentation, there are 6 staff and 9 student cases through 3 days of March, as compared with 6 staff and 26 student cases through 30 days of September. Throughout the COVID pandemic, we've had a pattern of comparing where we are to where we've just been. And after Delta, we looked at how much better we were doing and we could open up our economy. And we were at the exact same community levels that we had been at the very beginning of lockdown. It just felt better because it was better than what we had just been through. I'm not here to ask you to make a decision one way or the other. I do hope you keep all of these issues, those that Ms. Carson just brought up, those that I'm sure you are about to hear, and those that I've mentioned, in mind when you make your decision. SDTA's official ask is that whatever you decide tonight, that decision be made clearly and unequivocally, and that it be communicated to staff, students, and the community clearly and promptly, so that everyone knows what is expected and what is allowed, and that we can prepare for that prior to implementation, potentially on Monday. Doesn't give us a long runway. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I will move on to our Zoom audience.